Blog Talk Radio.
AB Radio, brand new music. You already know it's Usher. Usher. I'm your boy GQ, baby. Tonight's show, it's from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. We'll get to you after this.
What's your name? Baby, what's your number? Girl, you got me. Got a brother wondering.
Como se llama? Or in English, what's your name? That's a hot jack. You're tuned in now to the angriest station on Blog Talk Radio. It's Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your mind. Tonight and every night, listen to four of NYC's funniest angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, as well as old music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to air someone out or put them on blast on our very own roast, our famous roast. If you like Starbuck Wild Show and Opie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you will be in love with this one, true story. Now, my camp, the rest of my camp is in the Matrix. Right now, we're from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., but tonight we're 6:30 p.m., to 7:30 p.m. You know, I'll still give you that full hour of nonsense, party and bullshit. Today's been a very hectic day. Luckily, tomorrow I'm off of my main job. But, yeah, the jam lines to hit us up. You want to talk, or you want to send a shout-out, you want to say what's up or whatever, or you just want to roast us, 914-338-1782. Once again, 914-338-1782. If you are tuned in, listening on our MySpace page, definitely hit us up with comments. I still haven't had any people, I have allowed many people hit our archives up and listen to the show, but they're not adding us. And I think I found another way of finding people that actually like comedy. There's a certain way you can go on MySpace and you type in like an interest, like interesting thing, like people that like entertainment or comedy, and you could add people that like comedy, so that when I promote, I can just promote online, since the word of mouth thing ain't really, all that's cracked up to be. Besides, you're hearing me now on the page. If you are on the page, if you're not on the page, you can hear us on the page. All you got to do is go to our page, and you'll be able to hear the latest show. So, with that being said and done, I think I'm going to have to just get my grind on and promote on the internet. And, of course, for the ladies, the ladies always, they don't want to add nobody if you ain't got no pictures. So I'm going to have to, get GQ'd up, because that's my name, and that's what I do, I get GQ'd. But anyway, I got to get GQ'd up, which is an everyday thing, but I got to, get geared up and all that. And take a couple of pictures, throw them on there. Take a couple pictures, 6'4", throw them on there. Take a couple pictures, LESD, throw them on in there. And then we'll take it from there, Also, I got to, add my personal page on there, as well as 64SD's and LE's page. So it's a lot we got to do. But, like I said, you're taking it step by step, day by day, hour by hour, second by second. Light up if you got it. Oh, man. It's your boy GQ. Hold on. That's you. Dang, I gotta bless you. So what if I can't hear it? It's still nice to know that you still bless me, Because speaking of blessing, your mom blessed me last night. And I got this fucking cat outside that just meows for nothing. What are you meowing at? What are you meowing at? You got food, you got water, you got a shit pan, you got a fucking flea collar. What are you meowing at? Big ass balls. Get them shits cut off. Laying on the ground like a little bitch. Ah. Alright. Let's get a crack. Let's get it moving. I'm gonna play another track while I'm looking up our news of the day. Our drama, our fucking gossip, what so have you. So I'm going to play some brand new music while we're doing that. Let's see, what can I bless the crowd with? What new music can I bless the crowd with? Alright, they got this one joint by 3-6 Mafia featuring Akon. That's right. I don't know. I really want to play some bullshit and it be, I want to play something and it's garbage. Shut up! Fuck, man. Yeah, I'm gonna beat the shit out of this cat, I swear. Shut up! Damn. Fucking bastard. Alright, we're gonna fucking, I swear. Fuck. Shut up! Doing all that fucking meowing for what? Damn. All right, sorry about that, people. I'm just gonna throw some joint on here. This is Lil Kiki, Money in the City. let me know if you like this shit. Hate it or love it. You know what I mean? Ain't no special day. Just let us know if you like it or not. You know, 914-338-1782. Once again, 914-338-1782. You know, keep it locked. It's AB Radio. Get angry, you bastards.
Die, it's forever now time. We can't be denied. I ride for my city and I rip my side. The moment that I stepped in this game, I played to win. I'm an OG, homie, been getting it since back then. Set the city on fire, then I came back again. Let's go. Hustle for money, I want more. Got purple by the pound, got move slow. This candy machine is so mean. I'm a chunk of the juice, reppin' 713. I'm clean, I'm nice on a new paper route. Had some dirt up on my shoulder, but it got wiped out. I'm the dumb. Texas my home, that's where I'm from. I belong up top, next to Scarface and Bun. A lot of people hating, but I'm cool with that. They said H-Town was finished, but the fool is back. They've been waiting on this album for 2 years strong. The street dream on the way, drop this and I'm gone. When I scream outside, I chunk up the juice and I scream outside. I'ma rip mine with pride until the day I die, it's forever outside. We can't be denied, I ride for my city and I rip my side. Ball spokesman for the out. Ripping next time, all wins, no loss.
No
see,
loss.
I was taught to get it at all costs. Ain't dropping 3 years, still surviving them droughts. Hitting money, still hit the bar when it's sunny.
When it's
making
sunny.
Half steppers run from it. When they see me pull out that train, I'ma bring the pain and swing and bang and try to come out the brain. I'm a vet up in this game. Remember my name.
Remember
since
my name.
I came in 9-8, I've been getting my chain. Slim Thugger. Boss of the South, the one with the chain couch mold in your house. The boy with the blue on everything you blouse. Every time you see me, new superstar spouse. Yeah, player, she with me, damn so pretty. You ain't heard the word, we get money in the city. When I scream outside, I chuck up the juice, then I scream outside. I'ma rip mine with pride, until the day I die, it's forever outside. We can't be denied, I ride for my city. And I rip my side. We getting money, partner. We getting money in the city. Well, it's the Lone Star Cash Stack of tasting the cake. I want them chips in that bread, put it all on my plate. I go and get it when it's late, the hustle never stops. That's why the money rolling up like 100 pence socks. Like watch, I chop it up on T-Well with the G's. With C-Dog on South Coast, posted up like trees. The corners of Gold Bank and the blocks of 5-9. Put my points up on my wrist, then Kobe in clutch time. I'm sliding down Haley Street, contemplating my chest move. With screens hanging like paintings up in the Louvre. I was caught up in the hype, trying to put fame first. But now I'm back on the paper route, Lockwood to Hearst. I'm searching for paper from Scott Gervin to Scott Street. My grind ain't stopping till I'm underground 6 feet. A go-getter with big dough and big homie running corners like Mike Vaughn. The whole city know we get money, partner.
You know, I should have ended it. I should have saved you guys the listening. What is it? In other words, I should have saved y'all a long time ago. This song's pretty heinous. We're gonna try this one. This is brand new Styles Feed. Go, keep it locked.
Fuck up, man. It's a motherfucking BWS exclusive, man. Y'all gotta wait till you know what it
I
is. Volume 5 to get the rest of that. Let's go.
Go, 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 go
can move me.
None of y'all.
Before I feathered off, pay homage to Coochie.
Coochie
got a fall, ain't no rapper can move me.
None of y'all.
Before I feathered off, pay homage to Coochie.
Coochie got a fall.
Of the East Coast gangsta rap.
Aye.
Man, I'ma bring the East Coast gangsta back. Now that I shout of my influence, let me get into it. None of y'all wanna get into
none
it.
None of y'all.
It ain't hell, but it might as well be.
Might as well.
Damn, look at your jewels, they bright as hell be. Give me them shits, ain't nothing to tell
me that.
You can buy it back for some stack.
Come on.
I'ma still keep the jewels and won't give you a penny back. That's D-block shit, young fella.
D-block.
Raised in the era of killers and drug sellers.
You know.
Beretta in your butter, soft leather.
Yeah.
My man had crack in the engine of the Jetta.
Yeah.
But now we doing good, buying Benz's all better. Cow, please don't push.
Please don't push.
I got a bomb and I ain't afraid to push it. What up? My gangster's presidential. Still got work in the hoopty and the rental. Still put a work in the hood of instrumental. Still hit hard like a pit out the kennel. Physically a brute, but the game is all mental.
It's all mental.
You got to think or you're dying. Cause every hood in the world is a D-block island.
D-block.
Surviving, it's just that violent.
Yeah,
here's some loud pop, it's just that iron. I don't talk to police, man, I'm just that silent. More like strong and deadly. Four long, who coming to get me? Would have been food if you couldn't have fed me. Blaming on the streets and the way that they bred me. D-Block.
It's amazing because just last night I heard this funny noise. It's like, I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? I look up and on my ceiling fan is a fucking bird, like little shitty birds, you know, little birds like off the fucking Charlie Brown joint, except they're like brown or dark brown or whatever, or light brown. Oh, they're brown. They're not yellow, but they're brown. So I'm like, well, wait a minute, isn't that a sign or something? So I went online and I went to my main MySpace page and I looked it up and I said, hey, I asked a bunch of people, you know, a lot of people got back to me, a lot didn't. One girl says, if a bird of any kind flies into your house, good luck is coming. Of course, it's a wise tale, but things happen. Then another one said, if it was a crow, that means death is coming. It wasn't a crow. Then it says, then we had someone else say, don't know, but wish I did. Same thing happened to him the other day. And then this other smartass goes, it means you left your windows or a door open. Not necessarily true. Yo, this fucking cat is going through heat, and I can't stand that fucking noise. Now, any other cat, if I was a cat, I wouldn't be outside of my window meowing like a dumbass. I'd be out looking for pussy. Like that shit hot. Pussy cat. You know what I mean? But he's a dumbass, so he's going to stand outside a fucking window and meow like a dumbass. Then they go, this is not a myth. As a builder, I recently was required to renovate a house that had become vacant. I removed the old ceiling in the kitchen then was asked to come back later and finish. About 6 weeks later, birds had gotten in under the roof, flew through the empty ceiling area into the kitchen. But seeing that they had a bird brain, lacked the understanding to fly back out the same way they came in. The reality of this whole story is, bird who flies into house will surely have loose bowels trying to get back out. Okay, I don't understand what the fuck they're trying to say. I really don't understand. Leanne told me, depends what kind of bird it was. As a matter of fact, that's what it was. It was a sparrow. That's what I had. I had a sparrow. They were little bastards. A sparrow means someone in your family or someone you know will give birth. Ah, shit. Oh, ah! An owl tends to mean someone is ill and they are going to die. When's the last time you... Fuck out of it. First of all, ain't no owl. Ain't nobody gonna have an owl fly through your fucking window. I don't ever see owls, okay? Better yet, I don't even ever hear owls. I mean, ain't no owls in Brooklyn. Mr. Fat says, good luck if it lives. Oh, so if the bird lives, then it's good luck. Well, the bird lived. It was a pain in the ass to get him out, but he lived. A friend is coming to see you. A friend. If it lights and does not seem afraid of you, the friend is bringing good news. If it is purple, shit, I'm about to fuck this word up. Do not laugh. If it's perpetually panicky, bad news for you or the friend. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to believe that one. Ain't that like a Negro? You're going to change shit up. I don't like that outcome, so I'm not going to believe that one. And Lisa says, it means close your window. Just how often does this happen to you? I once had two birds in my house at the same time, and it was the middle of winter. No windows open, etc. Fuck you. So another smart ass, Castle Neck, said, it means the bird is lost. Forlorn hope. It just means you should keep your windows, doors closed. Look, you fucking prick. Everything was closed, all right? Romola said, usually pigeons and sparrows build their nests in houses. If it is one of them, then it is breeding time for them. Crows usually come inside sometimes to get food. If it is a crow, you have kept some food uncovered. If it is an eagle or an owl, you have too many rats in your house. Oh, wow. Oh, come on. Do you really believe in this superstition? Hell yeah, if it's a good superstition. Angela says, my grandmother used to say, bluebird will come, next child a son. Congrats, you're having a boy. Well, I don't have anybody pregnant, so. Then Desiree says, means only a lot of trouble. Only sparrows know to find their way out of houses. Other birds inside the house are a sad problem. So silly, small-brained creatures can't fly out. Will get exhausted and easy prey for the cat. Then you have a death, a bad omen. Well, unfortunately, my lazy-ass cat at the time was outside. She didn't want to do shit. She's lazy as hell. One more, people. No, not just any bird. It has to be a crow, which means death. I'm knocking on wood, but don't worry. It is all crap. I haven't heard of anything like that unless it's a crow, which flew in this morning. That sucks. Okay, I'm not reading no more of this. I got my answer. That's all that matters. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to come back to some hot topics of what's going on. This is new Eric Bennett. You're the only one. Keep it locked on AB Radio. Get angry, you fucking bastards. No. Get that bullshit out of here. This is Common featuring Pharrell. Announcement. Keep it locked. Get
I'm
angry.
I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. Everybody, I like to announce. Throw your hands up when we in the house. Yeah, this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. And tell your girl that the tickets is out. And we gon' do it till they kickin' us out. Cause this is hip hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip top, baby. Live from the south side is one. Hide your gun. Representing Chi-Town to the fullest. Raps a bullet. See them rappers? They be duckin'. When Con be bucket in the kitchen. On the sink, got my mama a mink. Think Common is the link, thought the game was extinct. Later, them jeans is a slim and shaded. Brought them back from the 80s, now let's make some babies. Freestyle paid off, so Lincoln paid me. Now we can push more whips than slavery. Alex Haley on this rap, bitch, my roots is deep. You heard the hip to you, yeah, I know what's beef. Let it cook and I pop like grease. You thirsty, the ends can't stop my feast. I still love her, she be needing it. When it come to hip-hop, it's just me and my Everybody, I like to announce. Throw your hands up when we in the house. Yeah, this is hip-hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip-top, baby. And tell your girl that the tickets is out. And we gon' do it till they kickin' us out. Cause this is hip-hop, baby. I'm finna take it to the tip-top, baby.
Baby, you're like, what the? There is no other. Ballet crossed my road so quickly, I bought another. Sorry, Mr. William, moved out the building. Spot to the top, 50 feet was the ceiling.
Slow down, son, you're killing him.
What funded it was not Kane, that needed stills. Reminisce to give me chills.
You know, people need to be shot nowadays. It's fucking bullshit they bring out to the industry. L.E.'s on the air. Oh, what the fuck? This shit ain't working now? What's going on? L.E.'s on the air.
Yo, your mom smell like canned tuna, nigga.
Your mom smell like old cabbage juice, nigga.
Your mom smell like oatmeal.
Right? Your mom made oatmeal.
I'm going to give you... You want all this money? I can cancel it up, but it'll be good. Shovel. All
right.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Let me
get you set up,
please. Your mom's stomach is my cum dispenser.
Your mom is my fucking toilet seat.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Your mom had you on the toilet.
Your mom had you in the back seat of my car.
Oh, yeah?
She just finished giving me a WAP job.
Amazing. A WAP job?
Yeah.
A mean WAP job.
That's right.
Your mom's like Radio Raheem off of Do the Right Thing.
Your mom looks like Ray J, nigga.
And your mom is Ray J. Your mom sells sterling silver for a living.
Your mom looks like Ray, nigga.
Huh?
Your mom
looks like one of the members from Coldplay.
Your mom looks like Barney Rubble's wife, nigga.
Oh, yeah? Your mom look like fucking San Quintino, nigga.
Your mom looks like Manny Ramirez.
Your grandmother lives in San Quentin, nigga.
Your grandmother is Quentin, nigga.
Huh?
I said your grandmother is San Quentin.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Your gay uncle used to live in Trenton State.
Let me see now.
Your mom looked like Warren G, and your grandma looked like Ray J.
Your mom looked like Dave Winfield.
Your mom looked like David Spade.
Your mom looked like David Blaine, nigga.
Your mom sells cabbage juice for free.
Your mom
like Graf. Your mom like the Sobe Life Water Lizard.
Your mom look like fucking Michael Jackson's rat Ben.
Your mom like the caveman from Geico.
Your mom looks like that creature in the basement from Pulp Fiction.
Like who?
That creature in the basement from Pulp Fiction, that dude in the basement.
with the ball in his mouth? Oh! Oh, shit. Your mom got a Mr. Softy head.
Your mom looks like...
Your mom looks like the icy dog. The water ice dog. Fucking polar bear, nigga. Your mom got a Nike sign for a hairline. Your mom look like the Hawaiian Punch guy. No neck, bitch.
You gonna put the top over there?
Your mom look like a dusty woodpecker.
What about,
Your mom's a cocksucker.
Fucking,
And your grandma, she just sucks dick.
Over there, right?
Your mom pays me so she can suck my dick. That's some crazy shit.
Your mom is pinky and that'll be the brain, nigga.
Yeah.
Notice how every time I say your mom and that'll be, one of the characters is always fat and one of the characters is always...
Yeah.
All right, boys.
Your mom tried to hit me up with child support because I had all my kids on her face last night.
Nate.
Hey, call 64.
I'm about to hang up on you, nigga. I gotta go.
Fuck up.
Don't let him to the show.
You got yourself banged on, bitch. That's what we do. Smart ass motherfucker. I just hung up on you. Jerk off. I'm gonna keep it moving. Mm. Eating this old ass cabbage. Oh yeah. 36 Mafia featuring Akon. That's right. Prick. AB right now.
Street anthem.
Yes, sir.
36 Mafia.
New 36 Mafia.
Akon. Going down.
Yes, sir.
Hypnotized mind.
Yes, sir.
This artery of the street, yeah. Man. The heart of it.
Despite what you heard or what you saw, when you look at me, man, you see hardcore. A real street hood figure, wish another wood figure. I can give a damn what you think about it all. If you think I'm crazy, that's why. You think I'm lazy,
you're damn right.
Cause it don't really matter what you think about me. I suggest you pay me.
Into it. Joel Santana has been getting the cold shoulder from the industry. What does that mean? I'll tell you what that means. He's been doing a lot. He's been, it's been a tad bit of, this is about how he was getting left off big records in his new, in his current view on Cameron. He has nothing against Cameron. He just said he can't do business with him. But just to sum it up, he just said that, I mean, he's a cool dude. Cam's still cool. They're cool. He loves the dude. They're like brothers. But he just can't, you know, do business with him. It's understandable. That's kind of like my brothers, you know? I mean, I love my brothers to death. Do anything for my brothers. But I would never live with my brothers. Why? Because when you mix family with business, sometimes that shit don't work. I don't want to find out the hard way. Same with Santana. I mean, you can't really bang with Cam like that, but they're like brothers, so the love's always going to be there. No homo. But from what Santana's saying is that there's a lot of albums that he was supposed to be on, you know, featured Santana because it's a big, I can't feel my face. You know, a lot of artists had Lil Wayne and Santana on, you know, acts together. And for some odd reason, they didn't put him out there. So he's saying that we missed out on a lot. And I was wondering, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, what happened? How come he's not, you know, doing his thing? I mean, he's doing his thing before, you know what I mean? Every fucking mixtape has Santana on there. You don't see Santana no more. Something's definitely going on. They need to fix that. Santana, we miss you, man. Who knew Jay-Z could be a good teacher? Gallagher said, I should learn 3 chords on the guitar and go with a tune. Ronson wrote, so I just wanted him to know that I'm actually taking guitar lessons from Jay-Z right now, and he's already taught me both fucking chords to Wonderwall, which is the shit. Gallagher and Jay-Z had a much published scrape earlier this year, culminating in the brilliant sight of Jay-Z strumming Wonderwall on a Glastonbury stage. In fact, it's so much fun having Jay teach me all the Noels songs on the guitar. Hooray. That I'm thinking of doing an Oasis Jay-Z remix album, like Danger Mouse's Gray album, Ronson continued. Potential titles are Champagne Supernova, or definitely Jay-Z. I'll keep you posted. So, Jay-Z, yet again, is going to mix up a song with Wonderwall. That shit's going to be the truth, but that Wonderwall by Oasis, that shit is the truth. And we got Jim Jones' full interview on Global Grind with Kim Osorio. Part 2, Jay-Z's a dweeb, and sometimes it hurts you. Alright, let's get it together. We're going to listen to this video about Jim Jones coming at Jay-Z, Jigga. You heard it first. You heard it live on AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. Strap your seatbelt in. It's going to be a bumpy ride, you bastards.
Tell me who Bird Gang is.
People get confused, but I'm a businessman. Diplomats is what I started under. It's still an umbrella, but I do business, so my whole thing always been behind the scenes and to help put artists out and showcase different artists and shut up. So that's what I do, and Bird Gang is just another one of my endeavors, but it's more heartfelt than anything else because these are people that keep close to me every day, and they turn out to be artists, and there's a lot of talent that I didn't know they had. I mean, so as you got Mel Matrix, he's from Brooklyn, you got N.O.E. from Baltimore. Got Chink Santana, who's done Grammy award-winning beats. Who's people seen him with Murder Inc. before. He's from D.C. You got Sandman. He's from Queens, Queens and Brooklyn. Really, you can't do shit by yourself. That's why you see a lot of people that you've seen come up in this game and sell 10 million records, 8 million records, or 5 million records, and now you look at them, they just oblivious to the game. I mean, they might still be a star because of the amount of records and the publicity they had when he had that run, but they didn't choose to put other people on, so being so self-indulgent, of course the shit is going to come to a halt, because you can't win forever. I don't care what you do, and that starts from the, you can look at Rockefeller, you can look at the Murder Inks, you can look at the Rough Riders, like just some, they have so many stars that was so potent, and they didn't find a different lane to get other people just as potent as that was and shit like that. No one flourished from Rockefeller, and I'm saying that because I was there personally.
Right.
Like you did, we came in after they was already popping and bubbling, and they had every, no one flourished but us and Kanye and Jay, and he's an artist on Rockefeller right now,
right.
So look how that went. He don't even own it no more, so he's saying Rockefeller, and L.A. Reid owns that. Like, he's the artist on Rockefeller. How crazy is that?
That's very crazy. I don't think a lot of people know that.
No, people don't know that. They just think he running around throwing up the diamond. He's really looking like a dweeb. They sold Rockefeller.
Right.
That's why Dame took his half.
Right.
Took his money. Rockefeller was sold for a certain amount of money.
Right.
It wasn't, Jay didn't buy it.
Right.
It was sold.
So that's it. Once he fulfills his deal, he could pretty much not even be on Rockefeller anymore.
Well, it ain't no Rockefeller. They don't own it no more. It's label owned. It's owned by the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be owned by hustlers and ex-hustler poster child and things like that. People that we looked up to when I was coming up as far as aspiring to be in the game, I aspiring to just get a lot of money and shit like that. So, you know, for you to watch some of your favorite rappers in the game turn out to be a dweeb, sometimes it hurts you.
How do you feel that the state of the country, just the recession and the economy, has affected hip-hop?
In times of recession, they seem to grab on to certain people who feel that, you know, it helps you get through this recession, it helps you get through your days, and helps you get through your troubles. Like, that's what I used to do. I used to reflect on certain people's music and make sure I had that CD in my deck or CD in my Walkman at all times. Like, I needed to listen to it. It just made me feel like I could get through it, you know what I mean? And that's what the music does. So for some, they going to get a spike in they dollar, and for others, you're just going to be X'd out the game because people ain't got no time for error. You got to make yourself a novelty. Like, you got to make people want to be a part of everything you do. So if you that shit, they still going to want to go in that store and get that CD just to get that booklet, just to have that package, just to say, I had the real thing, and I downloaded this shit before it came out, and all of that. If you that nigga, it's going to happen for you in that fashion and shit like that. If you're not, of course, it's not going to work. So what you do is you might have to switch your game plan up and get some ringtone money, get some digital money, because it's out there for you. You can live, you can make a living off that, like a lot of people should be thankful that ringtones came into play, because niggas wouldn't be buying your shit at all. Think about it like that. They ain't got that much money, so when they buy that music, they want to make sure they got the right thing and on a sure shot. So, you know, hope you niggas is a sure shot, because I am.
You call that nigga a dweeb. That's fucked up. Angry Bastard Radio. You know what it is. Uncle Murder. I'm going to keep it moving. We got NBA players acting like they are 12 years old. I don't know what the fuck this is about. Hopefully this is in corner. Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ. Let's go.
Okay.
So I just click it? Alright, get your phone. You gotta put your arm on the wall, Asher. Alright, ready?
Okay, I'm going to just tell you exactly what's going on. You got these two NBA players acting like the Usher video. They look like two dumbasses, so we're going to keep it moving. We got Soulja Boy, Rich Nigga, Shit Part 1. The fuck is this about? Okay, you know what? That was a waste of my time. I'll never get that time back. Queen Pen and her son goes on Shady 4-5 to talk about Bow Wow. I am so embarrassed for them. This seems interesting. Angry Bastard Radio, let's go. 10 more minutes.
All right, so what exactly is going on here? Because break it down.
He said, you know, he said he didn't send a message. He said he never seen him before. That was, you know, like I said, that was funny. He sent me a message on MySpace. I said it, you know, in our previous videos. He sent me a message on MySpace saying, you know, as a person like that, he's supposed to, you know, give me tips at least. He's been in the game for, you know, a real long time. But he want to, instead doing that, he want to hate. He sent a message telling me to jump off his dick and niggas trying to be like him and shit. I ignored it the first time.
Maybe it wasn't him.
The reason I think it was him is because right after, it's just a crazy coincidence, right after the JD party, I got home. As soon as I got home, signed on, I get a message from him. That's like, it could have been any other time. But as soon as JD party was over, I got home, and I go on MySpace, and I get a message from his page, myspace.com/BowWow. And then I showed Ted. I went upstairs. Ted was like, ignore it. I ignored it. That's not when I did the diss. I ignored it. So then when I seen him at the VH1 Honest, you know, Ted got on it. He looked at me. I looked at him.
As in Teddy Riley for people.
Yeah, Teddy Riley.
Okay.
Yep. So he.
That's
he
not got, his father.
Yeah, that's my godfather. And then he was we was at the VH1 Honest. So he looks at me, and I looks at him, and we staring at each other in the homo for 5 minutes, looking at each other, and then he sucks his teeth on something, just like weighs me off, and I'm like, what's that for? Like, and that's when I did the diss, whatever. So that's when I knew it was officially him that sent me the message, you know what I'm saying? When he looked at me with a grill on his face and waved me off like I'm some little nigga, you know what I'm saying? So that's
so you think it's just a competitive thing where he just feels like you're in his lane and he's just
that's
being real?
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I think it is. Personally, I think he going at me. We both same age bracket. We both the same, like you just said, the lane, everything. So I think that's why he went at me. He feel threatened or something. I don't know, but...
I said maybe it wasn't really him. Maybe it was one of his boys being funny. You said you got the message, you know, right after you saw him.
Yeah.
that night. And
what I think, like, that's like how you said it. I think everybody looking at it like that, man, because they don't expect him to do something like that. Like, he's Bow Wow, his name. They don't expect him to stoop down to my level. So everybody could think of it like that, but I know, man, and I really think truthfully he sent it to me. But like I said, everybody might think he didn't because it's Bow Wow.
I'm not saying that he definitely didn't. I'm saying you guys have never even had a conversation with each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe he'll tell you, like, yo, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You right.
Yeah, not
but when
you
I thought, wait, The thing, yeah, I'm gonna let out the cage in a minute.
He's taking
his leg. The cage in a minute, but the reason why I thought that he did it is because, like I said, when I seen him, the reaction that he gave me was like he already knew what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me with a grill, and then he just waved me off. So I'm like, okay, now it's official. Now I know he sent the message. I didn't do no diss
right
after the message. I ignored it. Ted Riley was like, ignore it. He was like, don't even ignore that. I said, all right, cool. So
yeah, this was kind of hard too.
Yeah, man, I had to go at him. I had to make him feel it. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good though, man. Like I said, I think he did it. You know, but like I said, when I see him, like you just said, we gonna talk. We should talk and see what's up and see how we can, you know.
Maybe you should try to call him.
Yeah, reach out. Ted got JD number. He cool with JD. I think that's what I'm gonna do.
That's what we should do. Let the Godfathers handle it.
Yeah.
Nah, but he just came too disrespectful. That's
exactly
what we're saying, huh?
Exactly.
I mean,
I'm going to say something.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, Queen Pen. We're gonna be quiet. Go ahead, Queen Pen.
No. So what if you saw Bower right now? What would you say to him?
I'm be like, yo, what up, son? That's the problem. You gotta beef with me. I don't know if you gotta beef with my son, because this is my son. Whether he was Bow Wow or not, this is my son. So anybody that got a problem with my son got a problem with me. So I was okay with they back and forth. You know, I was monitoring it because that's still my son, and I'm gonna monitor it. But when he said, "Yo, he's an orphan," like, dude, you don't know this is my son. So it's like you're throwing a shot at me, okay? And that's what my beef with him is, you know, the orphan part. And really, it's like he could have, if he had a serious problem with Neff, he could have definitely hooked up and spoke to him. When he told me he saw him at VH1 Honors and what he did, he told me when it first happened that he saw Bow Wow, he was staring at him, he stared back, and he just waved his hand at him.
Like I'm some little, you know what I'm saying, just get out of here, dog.
But then again, like me and you were saying, me, people out there who know me know I'm not an industry chick. So I'm not the one who roll around and have this image and with the security and with the hip, you know, rapping guys. I roll with goons, okay? Mm. And he's saying he's a, and when I say goon, I'm not glorifying it, but we're from back in the days. We're goons. We're the last of the Mohegans. Hey, they don't make them like us no more, like my dudes. So I want to avoid unnecessary problem and somebody getting hurt, because somebody's going to get hurt if it keeps going back and forth. Trust and believe me, somebody's going to get hurt. So somebody got to man up and do something about it, because I'm going to say something to you, Bow Wow, when I see you. You have to see me.
Well, I'm going to say Bow Wow might have came kind of hard, because your diss that you did at him was kind of hard.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you called him like a fag and all kinds of stuff.
I'm like, but he didn't say your mother and father ain't together and your mom's with somebody else and your pops is squirting with somebody else.
The reason I did that so he could feel where I'm coming from. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I know what it is now. Don't think that I'm just gonna let you sit back and do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I went at him that hard. You know what I mean? And I felt violated. Now I feel even more violated that he said orphan. You know, like I said, he could have just said that's not his father. And then it's real disrespectful. Like, you don't tell somebody he's an orphan. You're an orphan.
Yeah, maybe we can get Teddy, you know, reach out to somebody in Bow's camp.
Yeah,
like, I don't know who his manager is. I don't know who, you know, his inner circle. And let those cats talk it out and then get you on the phone with him. And maybe you guys can, you know,
I'm with it. I'm totally with it, because I'm not about beefing, man. I'm trying to make an album.
You actually resemble Bow Wow a little bit.
That's why he might be hating. That's
you do. Am I right? Does he look like a little younger Bow Wow?
My mother said that herself, though. I'm not going to lie. She said that before. I don't think I look like him, you know what I'm saying? But I know I'm going to hear it a lot. And like you said, that's probably what it is.
No, your face, you do resemble him.
He don't want to lose the 106 and Park crown?
You
don't want to lose it?
He don't want to lose it, because if I definitely come in, it's rap, you know what I'm saying?
It's 8:45 in the morning. It's Angela Yee. Elliot Wilson is here.
Yeah.
Queen Pen is here. Nephew to Don is here. We're talking about this situation with him and Bow Wow. I think we're going to resolve it soon. Let's talk to Jamal from Baltimore.
What's going on?
What's up, Jamal?
What's going on, Angela? Hey, look, check this out. Shorty. Hello?
What's up? What's up?
Look, man, you know, you just getting in the game, man. You getting in the game trying to get your name out there and all that. Fuck that little dumb shit, man. Get money. You know what I'm saying? Let niggas say what they say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just make your money. And to Miss Queenpin, come on, ma. You're a grown lady.
No, that's my child, too. I don't care. Even if he was 45 and something popped off, son, it's still, I'm the only mediator in this situation that's going to be able to squash it, all right? So I know I'm a grown woman, but at the same time, I'm human, and that's my child. So honestly, I would have saw dude and let goons get at him. That's being not a grown woman, all right? He had his say for his opinion, and it's all talk right now, okay? It's talk. We being human right now. But I know you from B-More, so I be in B-More. Mm. And B-More dudes is hood and street. And you know, real is real. If it was to pop off, son, you know, it would have popped off already.
All right, can I say what I have to say, really?
Yeah.
I'm just speaking from two adults, you know what I'm saying? You're an adult. These are kids, you know what I'm saying? But you to come out your mouth and say, all right, we goons and this and that. Somebody's gonna wind up getting hurt. Come on, man.
Did you listen, Kelly? I said we roll with goons, and other people make decisions.
Come on,
I said, excuse me, I'm gonna let you finish, but let me address what you said. I said we roll with goons, and other people act. Other people may take
action.
Like
we can't control other people.
Other people, when we're not even around.
That's who we with. You know what I'm saying? That's who we with. And that's what she said.
That's why I said it has to come to an end.
You know what I'm saying? They can have their own feelings and what they want to do. But my mother can't tell them, yo, for it, because they're going to do what they want to do.
I can't tell his dad what to do.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's who rules with us. You know what I mean?
So when there's an argument and we do bump heads, this is why I said it has to end.
Exactly.
When we bump heads.
Hey, yo, everyone, we got 30 seconds left. But hold on. 6-4 is on hold. We got this little interview going on with fucking, I don't know who this unnamed nigga is, but I know Queenpin is also in the building, and Queenpin and this unnamed nigga is talking about a little Bow Wow, and they shitting on her, she acting like a dumbass. So hold on. Tune in tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We'll be holding it down like we always do. MySpace.com/
10, 7.
Angry_bastard_radio. Tune in for the extra edition with me and 6-4. Hold on.
I would say this, though. Wouldn't you say this whole thing, publicity-wise for you, it's been a big deal? Like, you're all over the blogs now.
It's been a big deal. Like, even though that's not what I'm going for, but it has definitely been, like, MySpace and everybody wanting to do interviews. Like, I got World Star hit me up. I go on today, online today. They want to interview me on Friday. So it's just been crazy like that, but I'm not even worried about that because, like I said, it's not helping me. Music speaks for itself. If you know what I'm saying, hot music, that's what I got to bring now. Everybody want to hear music. Nobody heard nothing from me. I just heard The Shining. No, that's the first time anybody really ever heard something from me.
But you get your name out there, and now people are interested in wanting to do
exactly.
interviews. Now what do you do, you know?
Now it's just grinding in the studio now, just going hard in the studio. That's it about it, and just coming out with some records.
All right, let's talk to Tim from New Orleans. What's up, Tim?
How you doing, Andrew?
What's the deal?
It ain't much. Hey, I got this one thing to say to little dude, because I don't even know you from high to high. I'm going to tell you this, bruh. All that talk between the two of y'all is nonsense. If you really about your money, you'll go get it. Okay,
real talk.
Your music can stay for itself.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about motherfucking talking shit to you, because your music is motherfucking. and for Queen Pen, you know, I know you've been in the game for a minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother, all you got to say is, don't nobody put their hands on my son, as I'll bless y'all.
Bless you.
Exactly. Bless you in a special way.
Hey, sir, excuse me.
Yeah.
You heard, you been listening? You've been listening through the whole show?
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear the record that just played?
The joint?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I heard the little record. Okay. He can use some improvements here. You just in the game, just getting into the game.
Yeah. I just wanted to know personally, you know, because you said music speaks for it, so I just wanted to know how it was to you, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely feel what you're saying. You're right. Like I just said, I'm going to get money, and that's what I'm worried about right now. I'm not going at him anymore. I'm good, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get money and put out a hot record, you know what I mean?
He's not a fag, right?
Is he a fag?
Yeah, he's a fag.
I mean, I don't know. I can't even comment on that. I don't know. I'm not going to say, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. He rode with people with tight pants, so I don't know. That.
Oh, we just did so much better a minute ago.
Yeah! You wear tight pants, you're a fag, huh? You wear them fucking pants that your fucking kneecaps are showing, your tight pants-wearing bastard. 6'4 in the building, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a game. 6'4 in the motherfucking building. No, you Bobby Brown face-ass nigga. Speak up. Tell you what, you silly faced bastard. That's a 7-34. I'm hanging up on a fucking whole station. Bitch ass nigga. Matter of fact, fuck that. Call that chat line, nigga. Oh, Lord, this guy's a fucking idiot. Where the fuck's my phone at? Ah, shit. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I'm about to wrap this shit up like I wrapped your mother's up in a blanket last night and kicked her down a flight of steps. Yo, fucking Cassidy face-ass niggas. Oh, yo, where the fuck is my... Oh, here we go. All right, I'm about to Call of Duty it, man. Dang, I go finish up fucking work. So, thank you for tuning in to tonight's show. Tune in tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We will be on time. Oh, Hoops must be having a slow month of Craigslist. Oh, wow. I'm looking at my info site. Has anyone seen the latest of Hoops? She's in King Magazine, and it looks like she's ripping through the magazine. And that's all I have to say about that. So with that being said and done, y'all might want to go check that out. Anyway, I'm going to get up out of here. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you hit us up on MySpace. Spread the word to your friends and family. We do our thing. We do our thing. This is AB Radio, other known as Angry Bastard Radio. And myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Hit us up with, you know, shout outs, dedications, and requests every Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We will get those pictures on MySpace, and I'm actually going to have to start promoting on MySpace since you fucking assholes don't want to fucking listen to me when I speak and add us to the fucking show, because I know every one of you bastards is listening right now or have listened, heard me say time after time to go to myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Every time I say that, you motherfuckers don't add us. So what the fuck is going on? Get shit together, add us. All right, prick faces, I'm out of here. One.